with Chris Adams and Ross Davey on 4BC.
You know, it's one of the hardest addictions to give up is smoking, and I've seen blokes go through the patches, the gum. I've seen a bloke give it up cold turkey and make it work. Yep. They reckon that's the only way.
A mate of mine gave it up with acupuncture.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Hypnotism?
Yep, all that.
Oh, yeah.
Just played with a bloke, play golf with a bloke on the weekend who's 6 weeks into giving it up, still on the patches.
Yeah. Like you do it tough when you try to give away.
Looks like he had a bad accident.
Oh, is that right?
Many patches on.
Apparently, though, this is an amazing new way to give up.
Amazing
new way. You can knit. That's right, knit and cast off smoking. That's a little play on words.
Thank
there.
You. Very nice.
That's a little play on words. Yeah, and Chris Howard is running those classes. G'day, Chris.
G'day.
You can't be serious. You knit and give up the ciggies. How does that work?
Well, this will be our first time running it, but they've been doing it in England for the past year, and it's really successful, so we think it's going to be great for the Aussies.
So how does it work? I mean, is it this just... why knitting? Why not something else just to take your mind off it? Why knitting?
Well, why anything, you know? It's something that's visually stimulating, it's repetitive, and it helps people relax. You get creative. I mean, I've got all these materials here from the Quit Line. I've been studying up to help the people who are in the class. And when they say when the craving hits in those first few days, when it's really difficult, two things you can really do to help yourself are to delay acting on the urge to smoke, pick up your knitting for 5 minutes. You can't have a ciggy if you've got your scarf in your hands.
Right.
And do something else. It'll take your mind off it.
It's all to do with something to do with the hands.
It
so
really is.
When you want to light up, you just knit one pearl too. Or
and
whatever.
By the time you get to the end of the row, you'll have forgotten about it.
Oh, I don't know about that.
So is this working, Chris?
Well, they had a lot of success with it there, and I know I have a few friends who've actually used it on their own here. So we also think support. Studies have shown if you're four times more likely to be successful if you have people who support you. So we think having other people around you who are doing the same thing, doing it tough, will only help you.
I've seen some years ago, mind you, women knitting with a bumper hanging out of the corner of their mouth.
Yeah, 70s and 80s, that did happen a bit, but we're not going to let that happen.
No. In fact, I saw that, Chris, in a car, a lady headed into this fair city of ours in the traffic. She was having a conversation on a hands-free mobile phone.
Oh.
She had a cigarette in her mouth and she was knitting in the traffic.
Oh, no, that's dangerous.
Was she the driver?
Yeah.
Amazing.
Very.
Yeah.
You reckon women can't think about more than one thing at a time? The traffic was stop-start,
yeah.
But so was the knitting.
Well, that's the thing about knitting, is once you know what you're doing, you don't have to think about it. So, you know, it'll free your mind, and it's like having a jog or something like that. It really clears your mind out and lets you relax.
What about the social stigma attached to the knitting, Chris? It does carry a stigma. A businessman in the middle of a meeting can't walk out to the veranda and say, I'm just ducking out for a smoke. He ducks out there and knits up a quick sock.
We've been working on that. You know, knitting has been seen as this granny thing to do for a long time. But the past 5 years, I don't know about up in Brisbane, but definitely in the cities where it's a bit colder, knitting, a lot of the younger people are taking it up, you know? People are knitting bikinis and things
Ooh,
like that.
Ooh, I can see that.
Yeah, I've
Wouldn't
done
like
one.
To wear it.
It's not the most attractive garment, but,
no.
Yeah.
Is that right? So knitting to give up cigarettes. And when do you start classes here in Brisbane?
We're not in Brisbane at present, but we've got so much interest. Payton's is the one sponsoring this, so we're not the only shop doing it. There's another shop, Woolbar, in Melbourne doing it.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And so if there's enough interest, I'm sure we can get them to do one, because there's some great knitting shops up in Brisbane, so I'm sure we can get it happening up there.
Knitting and quitting. Well, there you go.
There you go. And it also, there's a social thing about knitting, because you normally don't sit on your own and knit. That's terrible. You get together with a bit of a group, and that might stop you lighting up as well.
The interaction.
I guess.
Definitely.
Yeah. Good on you, Chris. Interesting concept.
Ah, well, I hope we'll see you guys up there in the next year or so.
You won't see me, but you may see my cohort.
Oh, all right.
Okay.
How are you, Chris?
Okay.
Thanks, Chris.
Always being big on the knitting. 9 to 7.
You haven't been a darter for all your life, have you?
No. Oh, well, yeah, I have, really.
Have you?
But
on and off?
Yeah, but I'm not a big darter.
No, you used to do a little cigar thing at golf.
Yeah.
That's the only time I ever saw you do that.
True. It comes and goes.
That's us for a minute. 9 to 7, Chris and Ross News Talk 1116 4BC.